That's where many of the politicians are this week.
那个爱荷华州又出了很多政治家。
I think that's really the true reason they're here. They want to escape from all those politicians and be in Eugene.
他们今天来的这个原因就是想逃出那个政治家的所在地。
But they came from Des Moines through Alaska to Eugene.
他们先去了阿拉斯加，然后再到这来的。
Yeah. So they are indeed a lovely couple and devoted servants of the Lord.
他们是一个很可爱的夫妻，他们把自己献给了神。Now
they have to dash off right after the service because they have to be in Boise, Idaho, later today.
他们讲完道就马上要冲出去，因为他们在这个Boise, Idaho要去。
And knowing how Nick drives, you know, he'll get there.
你如果知道他的这个驾驶记录的话，你知道他一下就会到了。
Before supper time.
So
with that introduction, let's welcome Dr. Venditti.
好，我们来欢迎他。
Thank you, Pastor Ricky. We always appreciate having the opportunity to be here.
谢谢 Ricky 牧师，我们真的是很高兴有机会到这里来。
This church is very special to us in many ways.
这个教会在很多方面对我们来说很特别的。
Not the church building, but the people.
不是这个教会的建筑物，而是教会里面的人。
Pastor Ricky and Irene and your leadership team are really very dear to our hearts.
Ricky 牧师和师母，还有你们的这个整个领导层。
I don't know how many of you realize how much God has used you and your pastors.
我不知道你们有多么清楚，你们神是怎样用你们的牧师的。
The reason why I say this is because right now, you were the, if I may say it in a good way, the guinea pigs of InStay in Chinese.
如果我想说的对的话，我们就是中这个神学院的翻译变成了这个中文，翻译成中文了。
In the sense it's in this church that we started English, I mean English since that you started in English and then you did it in Chinese.
我们把这个教会变成一个试验那个猪了，然后先是英文，然后再变成中文。
Pastor Ricky and myself last year went to Taiwan to graduate the first class of InStay in Chinese in Taiwan.
我们去年Ricky牧师和我们去年去了台湾，我们就
And hopefully next year we're hoping to start in mainland China.
明年我们希望能够在大陆中国开始。
I don't have too much time, but this church has been very instrumental in that process.
我没有多少时间来讲，但是我知道，这个教会在这个教程方面是非常。
And some of you may say, but we're such a small and significant church.
有些人可能说我们这个又小又没有意义的一个教会。
We don't have all the big numbers of other churches or the influence or the money.
我们又没有那些大教会的影响力，又没那么多人，又没那么多财力。
But God's values are just so different and His kingdom is so different.
但是神看不一样，神的国也是不一样的。
So I just wanted to recognize your leadership and the influence that you have had not only in InStay, but throughout the world.
我就想让你们明白，你们的这个教会的领导层，在这个InStay这方面，还有在整个世界都有很作用的。I also want to
people in our midst, some friends.
我想认出我们大家中的一些朋友。First
of all, my wife that came on this trip, otherwise I wouldn't get a visa to come into Eugene.
我很高兴我的太太一起给我来了，要不然我根本得不到签证来Eugene。
Many times people say, well, where's Sister Venditti?
我们就是Venditti。
Well, here's Sister Venditti, my wife, if you can stand up, please.
请你站起来，Venditti太太。
And I don't know how many of you know, but my wife is a triplet.
你知道吗? 我不知道你们多少人知道我的太太是三合一。
三合一?
I don't know, triplet.
I'll remember that.
I don't know, triplet. I don't know.
Three.
对啊,三嘛,三。 Triplet one.
Three. Three were born at the same time.
Oh.
Her and two more.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 三胞胎, okay. I didn't really get it. Oh. Okay.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why not four?
Huh? Because there were only three.
Oh, okay.
And we have one of the triplets with us. Her name is Neola. If she could just stand up.
还有一个,三胞胎其中有一个。 Oh.
And they celebrated their birthday this Sunday. So this is one of the reasons why we're all together.
我们一天我们庆祝他们的生日,所以说我们一起,在一起。
And also we have some very good friends here from many years.
我们一些很多年的老朋友在这里。
Don and Ruth Bryan, which I know you all know.
Don 和 Ruth Bryan.
But I don't see, oh, there's Brother Bryan. Okay.
他们在哪里?
And Ruth, if you wouldn't mind just standing up, I know.
站起来一下。
And also Dr. Clayton Crimes and his wife Suzanne.
还有这个Clayton和Suzanne.
Yeah. And the thing about these two couples and Leona is they go back BN, before Nick.
Oh. 他们这两对夫妻因为为什么要认出他们？因为在认识我之前，我们他们
they were all missionaries in Trinidad and Tobago.
他们是到Trinidad和Tobago的这个宣教士。
And of course, it's wonderful to see so many of you.
还很荣幸看见你们这么多人。
Some old faces, but not because you're old.
我看见很多老面孔，并不是你老了啊。
But faces that I know that I'm familiar with.
这些面孔我都很熟悉。
But also some new faces.
我也看见新面孔。
So that tells me that God is up to something and doing something here.
我就知道神在做事了。
My theme for today is a model missionary prayer.
我今天要讲的主题是现代宣教士的祷告。
Sometimes when we talk about
不是宣教士,
Sometimes when we talk about missionary, the image that comes to our head is someone with a helmet in the midst of Africa and trying to learn snakes and all sorts of things like that. Is that correct?
我一想到宣教士的时候，我就想到好像有戴一个帽子，然后在这个非洲要学会怎样玩蛇。
But it's not like that.
但不是这样的。
I believe God has called all of us to be missionaries.
我相信神叫我们每个人成为一个宣教士。
Basically, the definition of a missionary is someone who was sent by God.
他这宣教士的这个定义就是说神所差派的。
And what I want us to look at today really is chapter 17 in the Gospel of John.
我今天要看的这个经文是约翰福音17章。
See, because I believe firmly that the whole entire Bible is a missionary story.
我相信这个整个圣经的信息就是讲宣教。
The Bible is a story about a person.
神的整个主题是讲到一个人的。
And that person is Jesus Christ.
讲的这个人就是我们主耶稣基督。
We see in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 what is called the first evangelium or the first mention of the gospel.
我们就知道创世纪3章15节是首先提到这个福音。
And it's the promise of someone, of a Messiah.
这个是讲到一个弥赛亚要来的一个预言。
And through the whole entire narrative of the Bible, the culmination of all of this is the birth of the Messiah, his death and resurrection.
我们这个圣经整个延伸过来，最后它的这个最高点就是讲到主耶稣的降生、受难和升天。
And also, the Bible is about a problem. It's not only about a person, but it's about a problem.
圣经也讲到一个问题。
And that problem the Bible calls sin.
这个问题就是讲到罪。
And again, we see this in Genesis chapter 3.
我们也在这个创世纪第三章里面看到这一段。
And many of us know the story of how Satan tempted Adam and Eve.
我们都知道撒旦是怎样来引诱亚当和夏娃的。
And instead of listening to God, they disobeyed God.
他们不是听从神的话语，而是违背神的话语。
And throughout the entire Bible, we see the theme of sin and its effect on all of humanity.
我们又看到整个圣经就讲到罪这个主题，这个罪影响了整个人类。
I travel from anywhere to 40 to about 70, 80,000 miles a year.
我每年要4万到8万英里。
I have not visited every country in the world.
我没有，就是说每个国家不是每个国家。
But I can assure you, in all the countries and cultures that I've visited, sin is sin.
但是我向你保证。 在每一个文化在每一个国家中罪还是罪
It's a problem
罪是一个问题
Governments don't know what to do with it
政府不知道怎么对付
It's manifested in so many different ways
罪在很多方面表现出来
But see again the Bible tells us how that can be overcome
但是圣经讲到罪怎样会被克服
And the Bible is also about a promise It's not only about a person It is not only about a problem But it's also a promise
圣经不光讲到一个人不光讲到一个问题但是还讲到一个应许
And that promises that one day there is someone who is truly righteous and will fix everything
他就讲到一个完全公义的人要把这些问题全部解决掉
And finally the Bible is about a plan
还有神圣经讲到一个计划
It's called good news
这讲到一个福音
And believe me, if there's anything that we need today is good news. Would you agree with me?
你愿不愿意同意？我们今天需要的就是这个福音。
You read, go on the internet, you read newspapers, whatever it may be, all you see is bad news.
但是你就是上网到哪里去看，一打开就是坏消息。
No matter where we live, wherever, what language we speak, there's bad news.
不管你住在哪里，不管你讲什么语言。总是坏消息
But the Bible is about a plan
但是圣经是讲到一个计划
And that plan is what we call the gospel But it really means good news
这个计划我们讲的就是福音福音就是好消息
And it's about the good news of Jesus Christ
这是讲到有关耶稣基督的好消息
That in the midst of whatever situation we find ourselves There is true hope
不管我们在什么问题当中只要我们想到耶稣基督我们就有希望。
And I just wanted to briefly give you the big picture of the Bible.
我就是想简短的把这个整个圣经的图画给你展现出来。
But now I want us to focus in John chapter 17.
现在我要回看约翰福音十七章。
If you can open up your Bibles to John chapter 17, verse 20 and 21.
约翰福音十七章二十到二十七、二十一节。
And I'm going to have John read this for us in Chinese.
好，叫约翰读。
As soon as he finds it, and I find it too.
17, 20, and 21. Okay. Okay. 我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人。祈求使他们都合为一正如你父在我里面我在你里面使他们也在我们里面叫世人可以信你差了我来
John chapter 17 verses 20 and 21 I do not ask for these only but also for those who will believe in me through their word that they may all be one just as you Father are in me and I am in youthat they also may be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Let us pray.
好我们祷告。
Father, what a wonderful privilege we have here.
神啊我们真的是有特权可以站在这里。
To be able to speak freely about your goodness, your hope, the hope we have in you and the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们可以自由地来传讲你给我们的这个特权给我们这个有关耶稣基督的福音
Lord I pray for John and myself
我为约翰和我自己祷告
Lord I pray that people will not hear the words of a man but they will hear the words from on high
我们不是听到一个人的话语而是听到从属天而来的话语
Give us a mind and a spirit willing and open to obey and to listen
让我们有一个这个开放的心可以来顺从你的话语
Give us also a heart, Lord, that is willing to say, Yes, Lord.
让我们有一个心我们可以说是的。
Lord, and again, we ask all these things
我们以
in the name of Jesus Christ.
以耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Lord, keep all distractions away.
让我们不要受到影响。
Lord, help us to focus on what the Spirit wants to say to us.
让我们集中精力看到神要我们说的。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
以耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. What happened to Sheshe?
I forgot.
You forgot, Xie. I know that.
Oh, Xie.
Okay, good. That's about all I really know. I want us to look very briefly at three things this morning.
我要讲简单的讲个三个事情。
When we look at chapter John, 17 of John, many times people or commentaries say it's Jesus' priestly or intercessory prayer.
我们就看到约翰福音17章的时候，我们就会很多这个解经家就说，哦，他是一个大祭司为他的门徒在祷告。
And I agree with that.
我同意这一点。
But I think sometimes commentaries have missed a very key important part that it's also a missionary prayer.
但是我觉得这个解经家也有一点没有看到，这也是一个宣教式的祷告。
Jesus prays first of all for his mission, verses 1 through 5.
在第一节到第五节里面讲到，他是为自己的这个宣教事业祷告。
Then Jesus prays for the mission of his disciples.
然后呢，他为他门徒的这个宣教事工祷告。
But finally, what I find so fascinating is that Jesus prays for the mission of all his people, which includes you and me.
最后我就真的是很惊讶地发现，耶稣为我们所有的宣教士，就是包括你和我的这种宣教士而祷告。
Again, Jesus prays for his mission, his personal mission.
重复一次，就是耶稣为他自己的宣教事工。
Jesus prays for the mission of his disciples.
为他门徒的宣教事工。
And finally, Jesus prays for the mission of all his people.
最后为所有的人的宣教事工而祷告。
Let's start.
好，我们一起来。
When we see that Jesus prays for his mission, he admits very clearly that the Father is the source of mission.
当他在祷告的时候，他讲到这个宣教的这个主要的点是他的事。
I remember a meeting maybe about 10 years ago where a pastor said, the word missionary doesn't appear in the Bible.
我记得10年前有一个牧师就说，宣教士这个字在圣经里面找不到。
And I asked him,
我就问他,
what about Jesus? Wasn't he missionary?
我就问耶稣是不是宣教士呢?
And he looked at me kind of strange.
他看着我很奇怪。
And I said to him, I mean, look at the Gospel of John. As the Father has sent me, so also I send you.
他就是说，你看，耶稣这样讲的，父怎样差了我来，我也怎样差派你们。
So Jesus was God's missionary to all of humanity.
耶稣就是神对整个人类的宣教士。
He was sent so that, again, when we talked about the problem of throughout the entire Bible, only He could fix the situation of sin.
他差送过来就知道让我们看到所有的问题，唯有通过他，我们才能解决这些问题。The
Apostle Paul writes, even before the foundation of the earth, God had His plan.
门徒保罗就讲到，在创始之前，神已经有了一个计划。So
mission was in the heart of God.
所以说，宣教是神的心意。That's
why Jesus was sent. When you have time, I recommend that you just look up in a concordance and just see the word sent in the Gospel of John, how many times it appears.
所以说你如果有时间的话，我可以你去查这个解释圣经的书，你看看这个差派这个字或者差这个字在约翰福音出现了多少次。
We see that the Father sent the Son.
我们看见父差派了儿子。
And the Father glorifies the Son.
神荣耀了他的儿子。
And the Father has given the Son authority over all humanity.
父神给了他儿子对整个人类的特权。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we see Matthew saying something very similar at the end of his Gospel.
我们可以看到马太福音在最后的章节里面讲了同样的事情。
Where Matthew says that Jesus says, all authority on heaven and earth is given unto me.
他就讲到，天上地上所有的权柄都给了我。
Go and make disciples of some people.
他就说，去啊，让某些人成为我的门徒。
Is that what your Bible says?
是不是你圣经是这样讲的呢？
Yes.
是吗？
No.
还是不是啊？
What does your Bible say? Go and make disciples of what?
是让
谁变成门徒啊？
All nations, all people.
让世界所有的国家万民做我的门徒。
So it doesn't matter the language.
这不管你是讲了什么语言。
It doesn't matter if you eat dim sum or don't eat dim sum or if you eat chili or tacos or what you eat.
哦，不管你是吃辣椒还是不吃辣椒，没关系。
Is that true or not?
是不是我讲的是不是对的？
God sent His Son.
神差派了他的儿子。
So that all those that would believe in Him would have eternal life.
我们所有信他的会有永生。
And all authority has been given to the Son.
所有的权柄都给了他的儿子。
Again, the source of mission is God Himself, His heart.
所以说这个宣教的这个来源是父神的心意。
And the Father gives eternal life to the Son to dispense it according to the Father's will.
所以说，父神把他的这个永生给了他的儿子，然后呢，照着神的这个旨意。
And you and I are part of that.
你我是神旨意的一部分。
Because it pleased God that you and I would believe in the Son who was sent by the Father.
我们相信耶稣是神差来的，这就满足了神的心意。
Although my wife and I are missionaries,
我太太和我都是
and we're part of open Bible churches.
我们是圣经开启学
God's mission is not limited to this.
但是神的这个整个宣教事工不局限于
It's not limited to some specialized people.
它也不局限于在某一些特殊的人身上。
It is the task of the whole entire church.
这个是整个教会的这个事工。
All of us have different functions, responsibilities, but it is our task jointly to make the Son known.
我们每个人有不同的这个责任，每一个人不同的特长，但是这是我们每一个人的同事工。
And as I mentioned before, the Son was sent by the Father.
我刚刚提到，儿子是父神差派的。
And Jesus in chapter 17 verse 2 and 3 says, Eternal life is believing in the one true God and the Son.
耶稣在这个约翰福音第二第十七章二到三节讲，认识你独一的真神，并认识你所差来的耶稣，这就是永生。
So we see how Jesus prays for his mission.
我们就看见耶稣是怎样为他自己的事工而祷告的。
And Jesus knew what he came for.
耶稣也知道他差派到世上来做什么。
So Jesus not only prayed for his mission, but we see later on that he prays for the mission of his disciples.
随后我们就看见他不光是为自己，而且是为他门徒的侍奉祷告、宣教祷告。
The Son fulfills the mission assigned to him by the Father.
儿子完成了他父神所差派给他的宣教事工。
And the Father and the Son glorify each other.
然后呢，父神。和儿子呢，互相荣耀。
Now we understand very clearly that the source of mission is God Himself.
我们有很清楚了，这个宣教的这个中心是父神他自己。
It's God's desire that His Son Jesus Christ would fill the destiny that God had placed in Him and His plan.
神的心意就是他的独生子来到世上，完成这个旨意。
Mission is not something that has been invented by any organization or any church or any person.
这个宣教的事工不是某一个机构、某一个教会创造出来的。
Again, it's in the heart of God.
这个是父神的心意，在他心里面的。
Seeing a humanity that's broken.
他就看见这个人类已经崩溃了。
I don't know how you can translate this. Maybe Humpty Dumpty? No, you probably can't. No, it's okay. We'll leave
Humpty
that.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.No, let's not visit
Humber,
that one.
Humpty Dumpty. Sit on the wall. 要掉下 The fall.、
And the whole idea is, that he couldn't be fixed.
就整个来讲，这个人类的问题解决不了了。
And humanity cannot be fixed.
人类自己解决不了的。
By itself.
他自己解决不了了。
We read in our newspapers a lot about justice and righteousness today.
我们今天看新闻，我们就讲到这个公义啊，公正啊。
And you see it in the United States, and I see it through all my travels throughout the world.
你看，在美国，还有我去了所有的这些国家。
Only one can truly bring justice and righteousness.
只有一个人，他可以把公正和公义带过来。
And his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
他的名字叫耶稣，
That's why it's so important that we understand the mission of the Son, and He prays for that.
所以说我们这是很重要的，为什么要了解耶稣基督他本身的宣教？
Then we see the second part is that Jesus prays for the mission of His disciples.
这第二个部分就是耶稣为他的门徒的宣教侍奉祷告。
Chapter 17, verse 6 through 19.
所以说从第六节到十九节。
And really what this is, the holiness of mission. How these, his disciples were set apart to continue Jesus' mission.
就是这个讲到这个宣教事工的这个神圣的这一面, 他的这个门徒是怎样从世界上分别出来来完成他的宣教。
It was Jesus who revealed to the disciples who the Father really was.
他就向他的门徒展现他的父神是什么样的。
It was Jesus who has given His Father's words to them.
就是耶稣基督把他父神的话语传给了他的门徒。
Also, we see how Jesus has prayed for His disciples.
我们也看见耶稣是怎样为他的门徒祷告的。
We see how Jesus has kept them safe, with the exception of Judas.
我们就看见怎样是耶稣把他所有的这个门徒保护起来，除了这个犹大之外。
And Jesus was set apart, but also the disciples were set apart to continue on His mission.
耶稣是分别出来的，门徒也是为宣教分别出来的。
And the mission field is the world.
我们宣教的整个事工场合场就是这个世界。
Do you realize that we exist as a community for those that are non-believers?
你知道吗？我们存在的意义就是我们是一个 对不信的人，我们是一个社区。
That's what should move us.
这个就是要来感动我们来做事工的。
Just like once we were rebellious against God,
就像我们从前是违背神的。
God's mercy reached out to us.
但是神的恩典达到了我们。
God's mercy transformed and changed us.
神的恩典改变更新了我们。
The Apostle Paul says that he was taken from the kingdom of darkness and put into the kingdom of light.
保罗就说了，他是我们从前是黑暗，现在变成了光明之子。
And that's what's happened to you and to me.
这个就是对你我所发生的事情。
We were once sinners and rebellious against God.
我们从前是罪人，是违背神的。
And God's love reached out to us.
但是神愿意来接近我们。
And His grace reached out to us.
他的恩典达到了我们。
So that you and I could become children of God.
所以说你我就可以变成神的儿女。
What a privilege.
这是多么大的一个特权。
What an honor.
这是多大一个荣耀。
There are people that say, well, we're all children of God.
有些人说我, 所有的人都是神的儿女。
And as far as creation, they are right.
就讲到这个创造的来，从创造的方面来讲，这个是对的。
We see that God is the creator.
神是创造者。But
the Bible also makes a distinction between those that believe in Jesus who are called children of God.
但是圣经讲得很清楚，相信耶稣基督的人是神的儿女。
And we see that clearly again in the Gospel of John.
我们在这个约翰福音里面讲。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
But verse 14 says, and the Word, meaning Jesus, became flesh and lived among us.
他说道成了肉身，道就是耶稣基督，道成了肉身，充充满满的活在我们当中。
And that's why Jesus was sent here.
这就是为什么耶稣基督被差派到这里。
So that you and I, being rebellious against God, God found a way for you and I to have that eternal life and hope.
原来我们是违背，叛逆神的，但是神找到一个方法，让我们和他和好。
Again, Jesus prays for the mission of His disciples.
所以说耶稣为他门徒的宣教事工祷告。
And finally,
最后,
we see how Jesus prays for the mission of all His people.
我们看见耶稣基督是怎样为他这个整个人的这个宣教事工祷告。Which
has to do with the unity of mission.
这个呢要和这个事工的合一有关系。Jesus
very clearly in verses 20 to 26 says that He asked the Father that we all be one, which speaks of unity.
这就讲到，20节到26节就讲到，
But also we are to honor the Son like we honor the Father.
我们要来荣耀, 圣子耶稣, 就像圣子耶稣荣耀神一样, 父神一样。
He asked also that the church would display God's love.
他要讲到教会要彰显神的爱。
In other words, that those that would believe in the testimony of the disciples, meaning us,
就是这里讲到我们门徒要相信神的话语。
That those that have experienced God's love,
我们是经历了神的爱,
would be those witnesses.
这就可以, 我们就可以做出见证来,
of God's story.
这个就见证是神的这个故事。
Not only God's story in the Bible, but what God has done in His life, in my life, and your life.
这个不是光是见证圣经里的一个故事, 而是见证你的生活, 我的生活, 和他的生活。
Luke, the author of the Gospel and also the book of Acts, puts it this way.
路加福音和使徒行传的作者路加这样子讲的。
And you will be my witnesses.
你要做我的见证。
We are to be witnesses.
我们要做神的见证。
We are to be disciples according to Matthew.
我们是门徒。
But we see that Luke says that we are to be witnesses.
但是 路加说我们要成神的见证。
And John tells us we are also the sent ones.
在约翰福音讲的我们是被差派的。
And he has asked that the church experience God's love.
他就请求教会要经历神的爱。
And also that the church, the believers enjoy God's glory in heaven forever.
我们也要讲到我们神的这个教会啊, 以后永远要享受神的荣耀。
So we not only are a people of the past,
不光是我们过去的人,
we thank the Lord for the past, everything He's done in the past in our lives,
我们感谢神, 神在我们过去当中做了很多事情,
but also we thank God for what He's doing presently, right now.
我们要感谢神, 现在此时此刻为我们做了事,
but at the same time, we thank the Lord because we have a very clear future.
我们要感谢神, 我们有一个非常清楚的未来。
That's why it's such a privilege for us to be God's sent people.
我们其实为什么感到有这么有特权, 因为我们是神所差派的。
We need to remember we're a people of hope in the midst of whatever circumstance you find yourself.
我们要相信, 不管在任何环境当中, 我们都是有希望的。
Wherever, whatever situation, if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are to be thankful and grateful because you have hope.
你不管在什么样的环境当中, 你只要是耶稣基督的门徒, 你就心里清楚地知道你有希望。
You have faith.
因为你有信心。
You have faith in a future that will be even much better than what we experience today.
你有个信心, 你说, 将来比现在好。
And some of you may say, well, sometimes it doesn't feel like that.
有些人可能说, 我有时候感觉不出这一点来。
And I agree with you.
我也同意。
But see, that's when we need to just raise our head.
就是这是为什么我们要把我们的头抬高,
raise up our eyes,
然后把我们眼光抬高,
and the author of Hebrews says, have our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
希伯来书这样讲的, 他说我们要眼睛看着耶稣, 那就是让我们创始开始的, 成终的那位耶稣基督。
See, as you and I have our eyes on Jesus,
如果你和我有眼睛盯着耶稣身上的话,
again, in midst of whatever circumstance we may find ourselves,
不管我们发现自己在什么样的环境当中,
we have hope,
我们有希望,
we have certainty,
我们有这个确据,
and we have the certainty of eternal life,
我们有确据, 我们有永生。
You know, I remember years ago, before I accepted the Lord in Spain.
我记得在很多很多年前在西班牙我信主之前,
I always felt I had to do something for God, in other words, for Him to give me eternal life.
我就常常在想, 我要为神做一些事情才能得到永生。
It was sort of like bartering or making a business with the Lord.
我和神有一些就是那个讨价还价。
I do this, you do that.
我做这一点, 你做那一点。
And I know none of you have ever thought like that in your life.
我不知道你们有没有人这样想过。
It was just me, right?
可能就是我一个人, 你们从来没这样想过, 你们很好。
But when I really understood the gospel,
但是我真正了解 福音的意义的时候
there was nothing I could do.
我发现我什么不能，什么都不能做。
Oh, I would say, oh, I'm not that bad.
我能说的是，我不能这样说，我还没那么坏。
I never went to jail.
我从来没有去过监狱。
I never killed anyone.
我从来没杀过人。
Well, I would lie from time to time, but that, those are little lies.
啊，我有时候偶尔就讲一些说了一些谎言，但是那个谎言只有这么大。
But see, I could never justify myself before a holy God.
但是我在圣洁神的面前，我不能为自己辩护。
And I used to think, well, if I do this, all these good things, and even though I do some bad things, God will look at the good things and say, Nick, come on in.
啊，我如果做很多很多好事，只做了一点点好事，坏事，然后神就说，哇。尼克，不错，过来。
It doesn't work like that.
啊，不是这样的。
The Bible doesn't show that, teach that at all.
啊，圣经不是这样显现的，也不是这样教导的。
The Bible says there is no other name given in heaven and earth in which to be saved except Jesus Christ.
耶稣，圣经这样讲的，在天下人间没有靠着别的名，我们可以靠着得救，只有耶稣。
And when the Bible says no other name, it means no other name.
圣经上说不可能靠着别的名，那就是说不可能靠着别的名。
And we see here that Jesus prays for the mission of all his people.
我们看见耶稣为所有的人的宣教来祷告。
He prays for you and for me, all those that would believe in the words of the disciples.
他为你，为我，为所有那些相信他话语的人祷告。
Which speaks to us again of the unity of mission.
这个讲到我们整个宣教的一个合一。
We are called to be not only disciples.
我们不光是呼召出来作为宣教士的，门徒的。
But we are also called to be his missionaries.
我们也是被呼召出来作为他的宣教士的。
Some of you come from parts very far away.
有些人是从很远的地方来的。
I know some of you from China and others from Taiwan and some from New York like me.
我知道有些人是从大陆，有些人从台湾，有些人是从纽约来的。
Some from Des Moines, Iowa.
有些人是从这个爱荷华州来的。
And some of you maybe have never left Eugene or left the state of Oregon.
Left?
Left the state of Oregon.
有些人可能从来没有去住过其他的地方。
See, but we are called to be God's missionary people.
但是我们都是神的宣教士。
We are to live that life that glorifies God.
我们要活出一个荣耀神的生活。
So that men and women will say, "What's so different?"
有些人家就男的女的就过来说，哎，你为什么这么不一样啊
？How can it be that you have hope?
哎，为什么你有希望呢
？That you have joy?
哎，你有喜乐呢
？And you're worse off than I am.
Sorry.
You are worse off than I am.
You're so.
You're worse off than I am.
你比我还差。
You don't have money.
你没有钱呢。
You don't have the position I have.
你又没有地位啊。
Or whatever else it may be.
啊，不，什么东西你都没有。
But see, that's why we are the good news people.
我们是讲好消息的人。
We are to be encouraged in order to encourage others.
我们要受到鼓励，所以说我们可以鼓励别人。
That's why this chapter is so close to my heart.
所以说。这段章节对我的就很接近我的心。
Jesus prays for his mission.
耶稣为他的宣教祷告。
Jesus prays for the mission of his disciples.
为他的门徒的宣教祷告。
And Jesus prays for the mission of all his people.
为我们所有人的宣教祷告。
I will conclude with a story.
我要以一个故事来结束。
His name is John Harper.
他的名字叫约翰·哈珀。
He lived last century.
他是上个
beginning of the 20th century.
就是上个世纪的人。
He was a pretty well-known American evangelist.
他是一个很有名的美国的一个宣教士吧，这个。
And he had done a number of campaigns in the Moody Church in Chicago.
他在这个芝加哥的穆迪学院教书。做过很多事情。
And he had some success in his evangelistic campaigns.
他这个事工有很成功的。
He found, he was not only successful, but he wanted to go to England and preach over there in England.
他不光是很成功，他也想到英国去来传宣教传教。
And he went to England. He had, his daughter was 6-7 years old, and he took his daughter with him.
他去英国，他的女儿大概是六七岁，一起去的。And
he went to preach in England, and he was somewhat successful there also.
他在那里讲道，真的也是很成功的。And
he received a telegram again for the younger people. Telegrams existed because we didn't have email. Or internet, okay?
在那个时候没有电邮，但是有这个电报。
And he received a telegram from Chicago inviting him to do more campaigns.
然后他就从这个芝加哥的电报来说，要让他做更多的事情。
So he sent another telegram and said, I will be there. Let me book passage on a ship.
他就说好啊，我要去的。然后呢，我就是订个船票吧。
And there was a ship that he wanted to book passage on that was leaving almost immediately, but that ship was full.
他真的是要想去就是订船票，但是呢，马上就去了，但是那个已经订满了。So
then he started looking around to book passage in another ship, and there was this brand new ship they had just built and was going to do its first journey or first trip to the United States.
然后呢，他就找找找，哎。 突然有一个新的船，他就到美国。
The name of the ship was the Titanic.
它就是这个 Titanic， 就是永不沉的船。
I'm imagining we're very familiar with the story of the Titanic.
我相信我们每个人都很熟悉这个故事了 ，Titanic， 泰坦尼克。
He books his passage on the Titanic.
然后呢，他就买这个船票上去了。
With his 6-year-old daughter.
他的6岁女儿一起。
And they start the maiden voyage of the Titanic to go to the United States so he can do more campaigns in Chicago.
所以说他们就一起登上这个旅程，可以回到芝加哥，可以做更多的施工。
How many are familiar with either the movie or the story of the Titanic?
有多少人熟悉这个泰坦尼克的故事啊？
We know, huh? Some are still not, so we will continue.
Okay.
That's why I asked. Well, it turns out that the ship leaves England on its way to the United States.
然后他从伦敦出发，然后到美国来。
The builder of the ship said, "Not even God will sink this ship."
这个造船的人说，甚至神都不可以让这个船沉的。
It was back in its day the biggest ship and the greatest ship and the most luxurious ship built.
在那个时代，那个就是最大的、最好的、最豪华的船。
The Titanic set out for the United States.
他们就是出发了。It
runs into an iceberg.
然后呢，就碰到冰山了。The
ship starts sinking.
然后船就开始沉了。Now,
for those of you that are not aware, in the movie, if you remember, there's an orchestra, some musicians playing on deck.
你如果看那个电影的话，你看到哦，有些人还在这个甲板上还在演奏音乐。Now,
what the movie did not show is that. That was a group of musicians from the Salvation Army.
但是这个电影没有演到的是，这个是从救世军的那个这个演奏家在那里的。It
was playing hymns, Christian hymns.
他在这个演奏这个圣诗。As
the ship was sinking.
就在船沉的时候。And
history says that John Harper went up, picked up his daughter.
然后呢，约翰呢还把他的女儿拿起。
Put her on one of the lifeboats.
然后呢，把她放在这个救生艇、救生船上。
Kissed her in the forehead.
然后就亲了她的额头。And
he said, "I will see you in eternity."
他说我会在永生里面再见你。The
lifeboat went down.
然后那个救生艇呢下去了。And
he went around right there on the ship.
他就在那个船上。Speaking
to people and shaking them.
就是每个人他见了他就来。Believe
in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
他说相信耶稣基督的名，你就能得救。Believe
in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
相信主耶稣基督的名。Believe
in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
相信主耶稣基督的名，你就能得救。As
the ship sank.
就是在沉下去的时候。There
were a number of people that did believe.
有些人就信了。
But there was especially this young man who was very hesitant and very resistant.
但是有一个特别的一个年轻人, 他很犹豫的。
And John Harper begged them and pleaded with him.
但是约翰他就是来求他, 一直不断地来求他。
He didn't want to pay attention to him.
但是那个年轻人不想。
And he kept on and kept on.
他就继续这样对其他人讲。
And as the lifeboats were leaving,
好, 这个救生艇呢, 就开始离开了。
Some of the survivors would still hear John Harper just screaming at the top of his lungs, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved."
他说,相信主耶稣基督的名,你就能得救。
Those were the last words that were heard from the mouth of John Harper.
就是从他嘴里最后出来的话语。
Why do I say this?
为什么我要这样讲呢?
Because John Harper was a missionary.
因为他是一个宣教士。
He was a missionary for God.
他是神的宣教士。
And for his last breath, he let people know about Jesus being the way, the life, and the hope.
在他最后的话语中，他就说：“耶稣基督是希望，是道路，是生命。”John
Harper finished well.
他真的是完成的很好。He
finished his mission.
他完成了他的使命。He
served his Lord faithfully.
他是忠实的服侍了神。And
the story I'm telling you was written down by one of the survivors of the Titanic.
今天我讲的故事是从一个幸存者写下来的。So
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we are God's missionary people.
我们是神的宣教士。Whether
we like it or not,
不管我们喜欢还是不喜欢,
God has given each one of us a task to fulfill.
神给了我们每一个任务要去完成的。A
destiny to fulfill for him.
我们就是要来完成他的使命。Let
us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Hallelujah. Gracious God, we thank you for this opportunity.
慈爱的神啊, 我们感谢这次机会。
Lord, to know that you're such a good God.
我们真的知道你是这样一个好的神。
Lord, you're so good that you saved all of us.
你这么好, 你救了我们。
All those that believe in Jesus Christ will have eternal life.
我们每一个相信主耶稣基督的人都有永生。
Lord, but help us to live out the life.
神啊, 帮助我们来活出生命。
Help us to listen clearly to the voice of your Holy Spirit.
让我们好好地听圣灵给我们的声音。
Lord, you're doing such wonderful things throughout the world in the midst of pain and hurt.
主啊, 你在这个这么可怕的世界里面做出这么好的事情。
Lord, help us to fulfill the great commission of being and making disciples.
主啊, 帮助我们, 让我们成为并且就培养门徒。
Lord, change our hearts.
神啊, 改变我们的心。
Help us to have priorities according to the kingdom and your word.
帮助我们, 按照你的旨意, 按照你的神的国度来重新制定我们的计划, 我们生活的重点。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
And I'm just going to ask one question and we'll be closing.
好, 我还要问一个问题。
If this is the desire of your heart,
如果这个是你心里的愿望,
I'm going to ask you to please stand up so I can pray with you and for you.
我希望你能够站起来, 我要和你一起, 还要为你祷告。
It doesn't matter if you're 6 or 60 or 80, God still wants to use you.
不管你是6岁还是60岁, 神都要你。
So I'm going to ask you to stand up so I may pray with you and for you.
我希望, 请你站起来。
God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else?
有没有其他的人站起来?
Anyone else?
还有没有人?
Anyone else?
还有没有人?
And to close prayer, I want to pray for John and Jane.
在最后我要为约翰和这个皇家祷告。
Pretty soon they'll be going to China.
他们要去中国。
China has been a burden in my heart and my wife's heart now for about 20 years.